All right, good morning. Once again, it's Dave Plyron for Bob Surratt here on 720 WGN. So Memorial Day is a day we honor and pay tribute to the many brave generations who have fallen serving our country. Now, there's a clear difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day. And on this day, I want to take the opportunity to discuss how we're taking care of our veterans and their families who sacrificed so much to keep us free. Joining us this morning is the Honorable Dennis McDonough, U.S. Secretary of Veterans Affairs, who oversees the nation's largest integrated healthcare system with over 1,200 facilities serving more than 9 million enrolled veterans. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning to you, Dave. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. You know, always great to talk to another Midwest guy that's working today. Are you heading to Minnesota anytime this summer?
Yeah, I'm going to get to Minnesota a couple times this summer, but I've had a graduation in the family this year, so I've missed fishing opener. So there's a bunch of walleye that are lucky.
They're waiting for you. I love that. I'm going to try to make it up there as well. I lived up there for a couple years in the 90s. I still have really good friends up there, and it is really beautiful in the summer up in Minneapolis.
Chicago is awesome in the summer. Minnesota is awesome in the summer. There's other times of year when it's less awesome, but I don't need to explain that to you. That's for sure.
That's for sure. Well, it is Memorial Day. How are we commemorating fallen servicemen and women today in Washington?
Well, as you know, the Secretary of Defense will host his traditional celebration of commemoration of an expression of appreciation and admiration for our fallen at Arlington National. He'll place with the president, a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown, and then he'll be addressing the country from the amphitheater there, expressing on behalf of all of us our extraordinary appreciation and recognition of these amazing heroes and their families. And then many of us will be spread out throughout the day across the country as well today. So this is an amazing opportunity for us to stop and recognize these heroes and their families.
No question. Of course, so many things going on in cities across America, here in Chicago and throughout Illinois as well. And it's important on this day, again, to remember our fallen, but it's also a day that I want to remember and thank all of those veterans that are out there today who've worked so hard for us, you know?
Like, you're awesome about this. You do this every year, taking the occasion of Memorial Day to not only recognize the fallen heroes, but also to recognize our veterans and our sacred obligation to them and their survivors, their caregivers, their families. We really appreciate what you do there, Dave, and it's an amazing opportunity for all of us.
Well, I appreciate that, sir. Thank you. You know, I want to talk a little bit about the VA and some of the activities going on. You know, recent studies published have shown that VA health care is better or equal to non-VA care. Now, what do you attribute that to, and why should veterans consider VA for their care? Because there's countless, thousands, tens of thousands that don't turn to the VA for care.
Yeah, look, the study you point out is a renewal of a study that's been published a couple times in the last couple decades. They looked at over 40 different studies on how does VA perform relative to other providers, including throughout the pandemic. And what they found is, as you just reported, VA is at least as effective as, and in many cases, more effective than the private sector healthcare providers. And why is that? That's because we have unique experience with veterans. We are very well trained in confronting the more challenging healthcare situations that veterans confront, including, let's be very clear, that we confront challenges related to post-traumatic stress, given the huge sacrifices that our veterans have made on our behalf, especially over these last 30 years of war in Iraq and Afghanistan. And so we're well-trained. We also are an integrated healthcare provider, meaning we provide care for every part of a veteran's life. That includes primary care. It includes specialty care, cardiac care, but it also includes mental health care, importantly. So when you provide, you're well trained and you provide care for the whole veteran, that's how we're going to ensure that veterans get best outcomes. And so we're urging vets, hey, you might have had a bad experience with us in the past, or, you know, you may have thought in the past you didn't need any extra health care. Please give us another look. Give us a call at 1-800-MY-VA-411, and let's get you scheduled for appointment. Come in, and we'll get to work taking care of you.
The last time we spoke, also, the PACT Act was in the final push in Congress, and now that the act was signed into law last summer, where does the VA stand in delivering timely care and access to benefits for veterans impacted by toxic exposure, the burn pits, Agent Orange?
Dave, thanks so much. This is a huge opportunity for our veterans there in the Chicagoland area. If you are a Vietnam veteran and you are exposed to Agent Orange during your service, and today you have high blood pressure, you are now eligible for additional care and maybe additional benefits through VA. If you served in Central Command in Kuwait or Saudi Arabia in the first Gulf War in 1991, 1992, or if you served subsequently in Iraq or Afghanistan, Syria, Somalia, Uzbekistan, any of those places, over 30 years of war from 1991 to 2021, and you are exposed to burn pits or you are exposed to other toxins, jet fuel, things like that, you also may be now eligible for increased care and increased benefits through VA. So please contact us again at 1-800-MY-VA-411, and we'll get you enrolled, get your claim filed, and then we'll see what more we can do for you. We've already delivered 3.3 million toxic exposure screenings for our veterans. That's them sitting down with doctors to say, hey, what were you exposed to and what might that mean for you? We've had 546,000 claims filed by veterans who may have been exposed. And what does that claim do? That gets them eligible for additional cash payments by month to compensate for the conditions they suffer. And we've already completed about 270,000 of those to the tune of billions of dollars that are now getting paid to veterans' families, and to survivors of veterans who may have died from those conditions that resulted from exposure to toxins. So this is an extraordinary opportunity. Please come in and see us. Please visit us at 1-800-MY-VA-411, and we'll get you into our care.
I'm glad this has made some great progress, because it's been a big topic of conversation for a long time. We're actually going to continue this conversation with the Honorable Dennis McDonough. He's the U.S. Secretary of Veterans Affairs, and there's more after a look at your traffic and weather. Dave Plyer back with you on 720 WGN. We're talking to the Honorable Dennis McDonough, U.S. Secretary of Veterans Affairs. I want to talk about a couple other very important issues. Veteran homelessness, it's a priority that we're working on right now, right? And so last year you were able to permanently house more than 40,000 veterans facing homelessness. Why was that such an important priority? I don't even ask that like that. It's an important priority. And what else are we doing to solve this crisis?
Yeah, look, I know homelessness is a major issue, and I know it's an issue in the Chicagoland area. And it's an issue for veterans across the country. We think right now, Dave, that there are probably about 35,000 to 40,000 homeless vets on any given night. We think that that's not acceptable in the United States, that somebody who raised his right hand and swore an oath to defend us all should be living on the street. And so we're doing two things. One, we're investing aggressively at making sure veterans at risk of becoming homelessness have the support to manage their rent or their mortgage payments if they're having trouble. So if you're one of those vets and you're having trouble, please contact us and we'll get you support so that we prevent you from becoming homeless. Those vets who are homeless, we're getting them into temporary housing where we need to, and then into permanent housing, and then while they're in permanent housing, we're addressing the issues that made them homeless in the first place: joblessness, connection to the justice system, substance use disorder, mental health issues. We're going to stay on top of all these things until there's zero homeless veterans in the country.
You talk about mental health. May is Mental Health Month. The annual Veteran Suicide Report publishes in the fall. The past 2 years, veteran suicide is on the decline. And as you know, about 70% of veterans who took their own lives were not regular users of VA services. One suicide is too many. So what programs do the VA have in place that can help these veterans and reduce that number to zero?
So important that you raise this, Dave. Thanks for doing that and continuing to do that. First and most importantly, any veteran, any family member who's listening and has a veteran in crisis, any veteran in crisis, please contact us just by dialing on your phone 988 and then press 1. And we'll get you connected to emergency care today. So that's the first thing we do is, if you're a veteran and you're in crisis, contact us right away. Our crisis line, the veteran crisis line, has seen increases over the course of the last 6 months or so of about 13% more veterans day on day this year relative to last year. And that's because, one, it's easier to contact us by calling that simple number, 988. And two, it's because veterans know that if they contact us, they can get into care right away, even if they're in a tough setting, even if they've struggled to get access to care through other channels. We can get them into care today.
Well, the second thing
that we're doing is that we're making sure that we have hired the mental health professionals to be able to not just help veterans in times of crisis, but also to be with them as they work out of crisis and they stay out of crisis. And so those veterans, again, in the Chicagoland area who are listening to this, please be in touch with us. Even if you're not in crisis, we'll help you prepare in the event that you eventually face a crisis, but we'll also make sure that we're helping you manage the issues that each of us has. Secretary of Defense likes to say, and he's right, mental health is your health. So let's make sure that we're all taking care of our whole health, and that includes taking care of our mental health.
Well, Dennis, the other thing, too, is, you know, people who are really struggling with depression and so forth, especially our veterans, you know, they're usually in a situation where they can't help themselves. And so there are resources for family and friends to get involved to help them get the assistance they need, right?
Absolutely right. And there's two things I just want to say to those family members. If you're worried about being prepared for an eventual crisis, visit us at va.gov/reach. There is a full suite of services, full suite of information available to you to prepare and to be in touch with us. And family members, if you are seeing your veteran in crisis, you can contact us too, also at 988 and then press 1. And we'll be there immediately to get you connected to a mental health care professional. And if you need to get into care today, we'll get you into care today.
The Honorable Dennis McDonough, U.S. Secretary of Veterans Affairs. You know, I truly appreciate your time this Memorial Day and what you do every day to support our veterans, sir.
Thank you so much, Dave. If you don't mind, I don't want to abuse your time, but there's one Chicagoland veteran by the name of Michael Ivan, who passed earlier this year. Notre Dame alumnus, amazing community leader, and Naval Special Warfare Officer in Vietnam, who, like so many thousands and thousands and thousands of veterans in the Chicagoland area, silently served his country, bravely served his country. And I just want to take note of my appreciation of him, and him emblematic of millions of others and what they've done for us. So our thanks to the Chicagoland area for all you do to protect America.
Appreciate you calling that out, sir. Thank you again.
Thanks so much, Dave.